Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast. Hello there, everybody. My name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of a Naughty Mouse. In this podcast, I like to review something called Amazon Alexa. Yes, if you have the A-Lady, which we call, because if you have any Echo devices in your household, I am going to be using that term quite a bit, so you probably want to mute her or unplug her. I apologize. But the purpose of this podcast is not so much to cover what is in the Amazon Alexa app, but merely to show you how you can use this on your Apple device, like your iPhone, for many purposes and taking advantage of all the different skills that are available. No, you do not have to own an Amazon device product. That is the best part about this podcast and the app itself. So if you are one of those people that do not have an Alexa device, which is an Amazon Echo of any kind, no worries. You can use this without it. That's the cool part. And if you do, that's fantastic as well, because obviously you can connect to those devices with this app. All right, so I'm going to break this podcast down into three parts. The first part, I'm going to explain to you how to access the skills and enable them, explain what that is, and I'm going to show you an example. And then part two, I have many segments of many different skills that you can find. They will be with opening phrases and a very small snippet. So they are edited. So you are hearing just portion of that skill. So it's not the whole skill. If you were to open it up, you will hear something a little bit different, but not that much. And then lastly, the third and last part is, how am I going to find these skills? How can I find skills and things like that? So those are going to be in three parts. So let's start with part one. Skills. Skills is, think of it of a software or an application that you install on your computer, or an app that you download onto your iPhone, if that makes sense. So in other words, I got a game called Dice World, and I want to download it and use it and open it. Well, they call that as skills. And skills can be anything. Oh my goodness. It could be for workout purposes. It could be for facts. It could be for games. It could be for, oh my, there are just so much that you can cover. And there are hundreds of thousands of these skills that you can use. Now, before we do anything else as well, yes, you will have to get an Amazon account. You will have to have an account with Amazon, whether you go through this app. So when you open up the app for the first time, you'll have to create a new account, or you can go into Amazon.com site and get yourself an account. Once you have an account, then you will be able to enter that information within the app when you first start it. All right. So I'm going to show you the Amazon Alexa app itself. So I'm going to bring it up here.
Amazon Alexa.
And now, to open it up, just through one finger, double tap.
Amazon Alexa. Selected. Selected. Home. Tab. 1 of 5.
Now, we're at the bottom left, which is the home tab. There's 5 along the bottom. What we're going to focus on is the middle one, the third one. So right in the middle.
Communication. Tab. Ask Alexa. Tab. 3 of 5.
That one. Ask Alexa. That's the tab we're going to concentrate. I'm going to show you how to use this. If I were to do a one-finger double tap on this tab, one-finger double tap. Hi there.
Hiya.
Double tap to talk to Alexa. Button.
And right after I ask Alexa, hello, it responds like as if you were using Siri. Now, you can use Alexa in a whole wide range of things. You can ask her anything you want. I find the responsiveness and the answer that I get back from her is much, much better than Siri is at this time. However, that's not the subject or the topic for the podcast. I'm going to focus on the skills. And once you say hello to Alexa, it brought to that button.
Double tap to talk to Alexa. Button.
a Talk to Alexa button is now there. That is at the very bottom of the screen. What I'm going to teach you is how to enable or to open a particular skill. I'm going to use one as an example. And the cool thing about it is once I double tap this once, I don't have to double tap it anymore during when that skill opens up. At that point, Alexa stays open and she will keep listening to you when she wants to hear a command from you. And all you simply have to do is just talk to the phone. So you don't have to do any tapping, swiping, nothing. That's what the beauty of this skill from Alexa is, that one, almost every skill, if not all skills, are totally accessible to us. That's what makes it so amazing to use, because everything is audible. And so, of course, every skill has to be done that can be done by audio. And for us, wow, that's fantastic. You can put your headphones on, or you can put your Bluetooth on, or if you just want to use the speaker of your iPhone, you can do so. So if you want to do it in privacy, just put your headphone on and get ready to do this. All right, so now you know where that button is. It's towards the bottom. We only have to do this once during the skill, and I'm going to give you a full example how to do it. This is a game. It's called One Card Poker. Yep, it's One Card Poker. When I say opening phrase, that is the phrase that you need to open that particular skill. So you have to tell Alexa a opening phrase that will open up that particular skill. You do not have to enable it, install it, nothing. All you have to do is just say, open One Card Poker. That's it. It will turn on and it will explain step by step. It is very easy to do it. Now, before we proceed on, I want to tell you something. That little button at the bottom that I just mentioned, it's going to keep popping up during the skill. It gets kind of annoying. I don't like it, but there is a solution to it. And the best part is you don't have to worry about finding the button again until you get back out of the skill. So what I mean is that I'm going to turn the speak off, which is the three fingers double tap twice. It turns the voice over voice off. And then because we have the focus on that button, I'm going to do one finger double tap, and then we're going to open up the skill. Now, you're going to hear a tone. Every time you hear that tone, it means it's ready for you to give her the command. Once it opens up the skill, you no longer have to double tap the screen or anything. Just follow the direction, listen to what she has to say, and then you just talk to her just as somebody is asking you that question. All right, so I'm going to do speak off, double tap three fingers.
Speech off.
All right, so the speech is off. One finger double tap to start the implement the Alexa. Open One Card Poker.
Welcome to One Card Poker. I have a new deck ready to be dealt. Say play to start or help for instructions.
Help.
One Card Poker is a card game based on blind man's bluff. On each deal, without knowing what card you have, you must decide if you think your card can beat my card, which is revealed to you. Say deal to play.
Deal to play.
I draw a nine of hearts and place it on my forehead. Do you stay or fold?
Stay.
You win. Your king of spades beats my nine of hearts.
Yes.
The score is 1-0.
Woohoo.
I draw a ace of diamonds. Do you stay?
Fold.
Smart move. My ace of diamonds would have beat your two of hearts. The score is 2-0.
Woohoo.
I draw a five of clubs.
Oh yeah.
Do you stay?
Stay.
You win. Your queen of hearts beats my five of clubs. The score is 3-0.
Outstanding.
I draw a three of hearts. Do you stay?
Stay.
You win. Your queen of spades beats my three of hearts. The score is 4-0. I draw a king of diamonds. Do you stay?
Quit. Okay. So that command, you tell Alexa to quit or stop, and she'll stop that skill. And now you have exit out of the skill. Now notice, I haven't touched the iPhone the entire time. And that's the beauty of it, is that I was able to play this game all by voice and didn't have to touch anything. I don't have to learn all these unnecessary things or things like that. So this is ideal for kids, for those that are not so tech savvy or just can't use gestures as I would like it to, this is something to think about. And, of course, all the people that are very tech savvy and don't have any issue, this is still something to look at. It is fantastic. Now, remember, you have to put the speak back on or the speech. So three-finger double tap.
Speech on.
And then you're back to the Amazon Alexa app. All right, so now I'm going to go to part two. I'm going to show you all the different types of skills that are available for as an example. Open Go Fish.
You won the draw to go first. It's your turn. You were dealt two aces, a two, a five, a jack, a queen, and a king.
Do you have any aces?
I don't have any aces. You had to go fish and picked up a six. I asked for your queens. You had one of them. I took another turn. I asked for your jacks. You had one of them. I made a set of jacks. I took another turn. I asked for your nines. You didn't have any. I had to go fish. The score is you, zero, me, one.
Open code name Cygnus.
Is your earpiece working properly, Agent? I believe we lost you for a moment. Don't disturb your cover at the card table, but please acknowledge that you can hear me. Request two cards this turn. Say two cards.
Two cards.
You are good, friend, but not good enough for the likes of Vasi Markovich Krasnov.
Monsieur Krasnov raises 50,000.
This is too much for me.
Armano Tomasi folds. Excusez-moi, it is your turn, Parker. Are you in or out?
I see no point in you folding with a full house, aces high. You could lure him in by calling the bet, or try to force him out by raising. Do you want to call or raise?
Raise.
Jordan Parker sees 50,000 and raises another 50,000. Back to Monsieur Krasnov.
Governor!
Monsieur Krasnov folds.
Very well done, Agent.
Open Vintage Radio.
Here is the Outer Limit, from Dimension X, April 8, 1950.
Adventures in time and space, told in future tense.
Dimension X.
Open 7-minute workout.
Are you ready to start your daily workout?
Yes.
First up is squats. Are you ready?
Yes.
Three.
Squat down
two,
by bending hips back
one,
while allowing knees to bend forward, keeping back straight and knees pointed same direction as feet. Descend until thighs are just past parallel to floor. Return to a standing pose and repeat.
Open true or false.
On your marks. Here we go. True or false, the Beatles' first album was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
False.
Well done. Sgt. Pepper was their eighth album. Their first was Please Please Me, released in 1963. Here's another. True or false, a gurdwara is a place of worship in Sikhism?
True.
Boom, you're right. There are about 200 gurdwaras in the UK. Here's another. True or false, the medical term for hiccups is singultus?
True.
You're right. The longest case of hiccups lasted for 68 years. They stopped 1 year before he died.
Open Detective Ivan.
Welcome to your first case using Ivan, your crime scene investigation assistant. I have gathered crime scene and witness data for you to solve the case. Preparing crime scene data. In New York City, the body of an adult male was found by the owner of a restaurant in West Manhattan. Would you like to inspect the body, or search their area for evidence?
Inspect the body.
The body of an adult male is laying face down on the ground, his arms at his sides. The victim is wearing a business suit. The suit is tattered and stained, with his shirt partially unbuttoned. Further chemical analysis shows that the victim had likely been wearing the same clothing for several days prior to their death. I have noticed more to examine on the victim's neck and his hands. Where would you like to examine first?
Look at the neck.
On the back of the victim's neck is a small cut or incision. The cut is 3 centimeters deep and 4 centimeters wide, performed with a sharp instrument, likely medical in nature. The victim's blood stains the area. This was likely the cause of death.
Open. Escape Jurassic Island.
You are flying with your family to Circle Owns Jurassic Island and hopefully spot a few dinosaurs. Your mom, dad, and sister are, of course, very excited.
Only a couple more hours until we arrive. Aren't you excited, honey?
Yes, dear, of course.
I want to see the dinosaurs. Do you think we will, Mom? Do you think we will?
While listening to your family, you start to doze off and fall asleep with 2 hours remaining until you reach the island. You wake up in a daze. You stand up and see the wreckage around you and realize your plane crashed on the island. Apparently, you were flying the not-so-friendly skies. You yell out for your family and suddenly hear a rustling in the bushes. You turn around and see a towering beast rising 2 stories into the air. A Tyrannosaurus Rex. You can say, run or stay still.
Stay still.
You stand perfectly still. The T-Rex can't see you. But boy can it smell you. It steps toward you, but a small dinosaur suddenly jumps out of the bushes to your left. The T-Rex bites down on it instead. You may just have time to escape. You can say, stand still or move.
Move.
You wait until the T-Rex takes another bite, then you run. You are a safe distance away and realize you have no food or water and the sun is starting to go down.
Open Wikipedia.
What should I look up?
Coldplay.
Here's the Wikipedia article on Coldplay. Coldplay are a British rock band formed in London in 1996. The 4 members, lead singer and pianist Chris Martin, lead guitarist Johnny Buckland, bassist Guy Berryman, and drummer Will Champion were at University College London, and came together from 1996 to 1998, during which time the band changed names from Pectorals to Starfish, then Coldplay. Creative director and former manager Phil Harvey is often referred to as the 5th member by the band.
Open slot machine.
If you want to start, say pull.
Pull.
Bell. Cherry. Bell. You got your bet back. Do you want to play again?
Yes.
Bell. Plum. Bell. You got your bet back.
Open Audio Chef.
What would you like to do next?
Banana bread.
You have successfully loaded the recipe banana bread from Betty Crocker's cookbook. To begin, say next.
Next.
Let's get started. The recipe has been loaded to the Alexa app for your convenience. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 Fahrenheit. Anything else?
Next.
Step 2. Grease loaf pan. Anything else?
Next.
Step 3. Combine the flour, white sugar, brown sugar, baking powder, and salt in a large bowl. For the ingredients in this step, say ingredients. Otherwise, say next step.
Ingredients.
Ingredient 1 in step 3 is 2.5 cups all-purpose flour. To hear the next ingredient, say next.
Next.
Ingredient 2 in step 3 is 1/2 cup granulated white sugar. To hear the next ingredient, say next.
Next.
Ingredient 3 in step 3 is 1/2 cup packed brown sugar. To hear the next ingredient, say next.
Next.
Ingredient 4 in step 3 is 3.5 teaspoons baking powder. Step 4. Peel and mash the bananas.
Open audio reader.
Audio reader is a reading service for the blind and print disabled. You can ask me to play the live stream, tell you what is being read right now, or what is the audio reader program schedule.
What's being read right now?
Nonfiction Book Hour is being read right now on audio reader. Say play the live stream if you would like to listen to this program.
Play live stream.
Audio reader's programming is intended solely for individuals who cannot read conventional print due to a disability. Are you blind or print disabled?
Yes.
Now joining the broadcast of Nonfiction Book Hour, in progress on audio reader.
Feeling nervous. What was I getting into? Could I really do the job? The White House is filled with hyper-confident people armed with agendas, political and personal, and I was worried I wouldn't fit in.
Open weather sky.
It's 7:48 p.m. in Lee's Summit, Missouri, and there are two weather alerts active for your location. The first alert was issued at 10:10 a.m., and remains in effect until Thursday, April 4th at 2:30 p.m. The title of the first alert is Flood Warning. Currently the weather is overcast, and the temperature is 53 degrees. There are light winds at 3 miles per hour from the east, and the sky is covered by clouds. The relative humidity is a comfortable 96%, and during the hour there is a 36% chance of rain. Visibility is 6.75 miles. Any rain that might be falling in the area should stop in 2 hours at approximately 9 p.m. The rain should pick up again 2 hours later at 11 p.m. The highest chance of precipitation through 7 p.m. Saturday is an 89% chance of rain tomorrow at 10 p.m. In Lee's Summit, you can expect to see rain starting tomorrow afternoon. The probability of precipitation for Thursday, March 28th in Lee's Summit is 100%. Tomorrow, the chance of precipitation drops 2% to a 98% chance. The extended forecast for the next 7 days is rain throughout the week, with high temperatures bottoming out at 49 degrees Fahrenheit on Saturday. Sunset was 10 minutes ago at 7:37 p.m. Tomorrow, the sun will rise at 7:07 a.m.
Open Anypod.
Anypod, at your service. Ask me to play a podcast. For example, you can say, play the Dr. Laura program.
Play AppleViz podcast.
It's been a while since you listened to the AppleViz podcast. Would you like to hear the newest episode?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the newest episode of the AppleViz podcast. On this episode, AppleViz Extra 65, it's showtime. Roundtable discussion of the March 25th keynote.
This is the AppleViz Extra.
Hello and welcome to the AppleViz Extra. This is number 65.
And now we're entering to the part 3 segment of this podcast, which is skills. Where do I find them? How did I get those? What categories are available? All those are going to be explained right here. What is the best place to find skills and stuff like that? All right, well, I'm going to give you 3 examples. The first one, obviously, we're just going to use the Amazon Alexa app, and we're going to ask Alexa herself for those. So let's do that. What are the top skills?
Here are 3 of the most popular skills. First is Word Chain, a game where players take turns saying words that begin with the letter that the previous word ended with. Would you like to give that one a try?
No, thank you.
The next one is World Detective, a world geography game for Alexa. Chase down the clues to pursue notorious criminals around the globe. Do you want to give it a try?
No, thank you.
Okay, next is National Geographic Geo Quiz. Test your knowledge of geography year-round with the National Geographic Society's Geo Quiz. We ask 6 questions every day. How many can you get right? Do you want to try it?
Stop. All right, so as you can see, if you just keep going and going and going, it's going to go through a bunch of different skills that are probably one of the top skills people like. So like, for example, the world detective. That would be your opening phrase. So you could just say, open world detective, and then it will open that game up. That's a fun game, by the way. If you like where is Carmen Sandiego type game, that one's a tough one. You really got to be a geography buff on that one. But anyhow, that is the first way how you can find the skills. Number two, and my most preferred method, is going to a website on Amazon themselves. They have a website that you can do a search by different categories. You can do a search for a particular name and whatever have you. Now, the address for this website is too long for me to do over the podcast. So you have to go to the show note, and within the show note, you just click on the link that I provide you, and then you can bookmark it. And now I'm going to give you an example what that looks like.
AlexaSkills, Amazon.com.
And here's the bookmark I have. I have Safari up, so you can use Safari, or if you're a PC user, you can go ahead and bring up your Firefox, Chrome, or Internet Explorer. It will work on any browser and any platform. I am showing you Safari on my phone, so I'm going to double tap this bookmark.
Address, 10%, Amazon.com, secure and validated connection. Double tap to show controls.
I'm going to go to the right until I get to the search.
Reload, button, open menu, button, Amazon, link, cart, link, type search keywords, search in Alexa skills, text field, search, landmark.
Here we are.
Double tap to edit.
Double tap that.
Insertion point at end.
And I'm going to put in Disney.
Dictate, button.
Disney.
Inserted Disney.
All right, so it inserted Disney.
Search.
Do a search.
Address.
And from here, I'm going to put on headings.
Links. Headings.
There we go.
13 headings.
And now I have 13 headings. So let's look some of the skills that we have available to use. So swipe down.
Disney character of the day. Heading level 5. Link.
Disney character
product
of
detail.
The day.
Disney hits challenge. Heading level 5.
Mm-hmm.
Link. Trivia game for Disney. Heading level 5. Link.
So here's a trivia game for Disney. So if I was interested in that, what I do a one-finger double tap to open that.
Whether you want to tap address. Amazon.com.
Right. Now I'm still using my heading. I'm going to go down to the title.
Trivia game for Disney. Heading level 1.
Okay, so there is the game itself. That is the name of the game. That is not always the case for opening phrase. That's not how you open the game. Not always. Generally it is, but not always. But I'll show you how to get the opening phrase. So you got the title here. So I swipe down.
About this item. Heading
Let's
level
go
2.
One more down.
Description. Heading
if
level 3.
If you wanted to hear the description, I'll give a little swipe here.
Whether you want to test your knowledge about Disney or just want to have some fun, this skill is for you. As you start the game, it will ask you total 5 multiple choice questions related to Disney, and as you give the correct answers, you score the points.
So obviously this is for Disney buffs like myself. I would love to play this game, so if you're interested in this game, let's swipe down.
Skill details, heading level 3.
Down to the skill details. Now, I'm going to swipe to the right a couple times because it's going to say how the skill is developed, but what I'm looking for is the opening phrase or the invitation name. So let's go look.
Bullet, list start, rated. Guidance suggested. Link. This skill contains dynamic content. Link. Bullet. Invocation name.
Aha. Uh-huh. There's the invitation name. This is your opening phrase.
Trivia for Disney. List end.
All right. So if I want to play this game, I have to say open trivia for Disney. That is how I would open it. However, I want to show you one more tip and advice. This is kind of cool. If you find something that you like very much and you want to see what other people are using as a skill that are similar to this, watch this. Swipe down.
Supported languages. Heading level 3. Customers have also enabled. Heading
uh-huh.
level 2.
What is that? Okay, let's go to the right.
Disney Hits Challenge. Link. Image.
Ah.
List start.
So here is a Disney Hit Challenge.
Alexa, play Disney Hits Challenge. Link.
And there's the opening phrase.
Disney Hits Challenge. Link.
I'm just going to the right here.
26. Link.
And keep going.
Disney Character of the Day. Alexa, what's my flash briefing? Link.
Now, this one is a flash briefing. This is going to go beyond the skills to play games, so that is not a game. It's a news, so we're going to ignore that. Go to the right.
Unofficial Disney trivia game. Link. Image. Alexa, open unofficial Disney trivia game. Link.
Okay. So there is another way to find the skill name. So because this is a web page, you can actually search. You will find on that page categories, or you can see what the newest release is. So if you have anything in particular, you go up to the search and do a search. That is how you find the skill. So that is how you can find all the various skills on the website. So if that's something you want to do, I use it quite a bit, but you can use the Amazon Alexa for part 3. All right, part 3 is use Amazon Alexa to search for skill. Now, I'm going to put this a little cautious thing here. It every so often, every time you get a new update, it gets bad, and it gets good, it goes bad, and it was good. Before, it was horrible, but in this recent update, and thank the Lord that they fixed this, you can find skills much easier on the app itself. So, let me show you. So, let's open up Amazon Alexa and go to the main menu. At the top left is a menu button.
Menu button.
I want you to do a one-finger double tap to open up menu.
Add device button.
I'm going to have you swipe to the right until you get to skills and games.
Skills and games button.
And there she is. One-finger double tap to open that up.
Skills and games menu button.
All right, now once in here, you can do all sorts of things because you have different options to pick from. Remember the categories and stuff like that? Well, if you keep swiping to the right, you're going to get all these different buttons. So as I go to the right.
Search button. Skills and games. Heading. Discover tab. Button. Categories tab. Button.
Categories. That's, you want to double tap that to different, see the different categories.
Your skills tab. Button.
These are your skills that you have played recently. They will show up here.
Let Alexa choose for you. Alexa, who's on dish duty tonight? All new 30-minute meals from Rachel Ray. Alexa, open Food Network. Get fit with Joe Wicks. Alexa, open the Bada Coach. Hear about movies, reserve seats, or buy tickets. Alexa, open Adam.
You hear all that? It's telling you how to open it. So those are opening phrases. So those are just examples. So we were doing Disney. Let's put apples to apples. So I'm going to go back to the search area.
Menu, button, search, button.
One finger double tap on search.
Search. Text field is there.
And
insertion point,
here.
Insertion point at end.
And now I'm going to put Disney in there again.
Dictate. Button.
Disney.
Inserted Disney.
Uh-huh. They'll do a search.
Search. Search. Devices. Tab.
And we'll go back to the top.
Back. Button.
And to the right.
Search. Heading. Search. Disney. Text field. 93 results.
All right. So I got 93 results. Oh, boy. I'm excited because there's that many skills. Yes. Let's go to the right.
Sort.
You can sort by whatever you want. I keep it as is.
Relevance.
And to the right.
Disney character of the day.
Ah. Remember that? Go to the right.
Disney Hits Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Trivia game for Disney.
There's the one we just did. So these are the skills. So do one finger double tap on this skill.
Trivia game for Disney. Back. Button.
Now, you can go to the right and find out all the information about this. So I'm going to keep going to the right.
Share. Button. Trivia game for Disney. Heading. Trivia game for Disney. Shivansh Singh. Rated. Guidance suggested. Star rating. Enable to use. Whether you want to test your knowledge about Disney or just want to have some fun, this skill is for you. As you start the game, it will ask you total 5 multiple choice questions related to Disney, and as you give the correct answers, you score the points. The questions are updated on a regular basis.
So that sounds familiar, right? Well, by golly, let's find out what the invitation name is so we know what to use to open it. So let's go to the right.
See more. Start by saying, Languages dropdown. Alexa, start trivia for Disney.
Start trivia for Disney. That's the invitation. That's exactly what we got on the web. So those are the three different ways you can find skills for what you're looking for. It's just not for games. It could be things for kids. It could be for things for adults. There's all sorts of different things. And I hope this podcast will reach out to all those folks out there that have never tried it. This is an absolutely fantastic, fun way of doing it without having to own an Amazon Echo device. And if you do, it's a fun way of playing it on the road or wherever you are with your kids, by yourself, whatever not. So that is Amazon Alexa showing you how to use the skills. I am Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. If you guys have any questions, I would love to hear some of your most favorite skills. Come to this podcast, leave a comment, tell me what skills that you loved, and share with others that come to AppleVis so they can see what skills that you have enjoyed. All right, I will see you next time. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.